Welcome to Whiskey Cast, featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie, and this special holiday edition will focus on two of my favorite things. Of course, one of them is whiskey, the other one is food. And we'll spend the next few minutes looking at how you can pair the two for your holiday entertaining or anytime. Even our news update puts the two together. Pernod Ricard will be reinvesting the profits from its sale of the holding company for Dunkin' Donuts into its beverage business. A group of private investors is buying Dunkin' Brands for nearly $2.5 billion. Pernod Ricard inherited Dunkin' Brands as part of its takeover of Allied Dumec earlier this year. Of course, Pernod Ricard is the parent company of Chivas, the Glenlivet, and other distilleries. But it won't have Glen Grant in the portfolio much longer. The company announced a deal Thursday to sell the Glen Grant distillery and stocks to Campari, along with the Old Smuggler and Braemar brands for 130 million euros. The sale helps bring Pernod Ricard into compliance with conditions imposed by the European Union for the Allied Dumec takeover. It should be completed in the first quarter of 2006. Wine and cheese. We're all familiar with the term, but the experts say whiskey and cheese make a far better combination. John Glazer of Compass Box has been matching whiskeys and cheeses by trial and error for years.
My theory is that it cuts through the fat and allows the flavors of the whiskey and the flavors of the cheese to sort of mingle a little in a better way. It's the same thing that goes on when you match whiskeys with, say, smoked salmon, because that's quite a fatty food, and it never works well with wine, for example. But it can work very well with whiskey. You know, smoked salmon and any particularly smoky malt whiskey can work very well. Again, I think it's the principle of the higher alcohol cutting through the fat and letting the flavors meet up.
For instance, he recommends pairing blue cheeses with smoky peaty whiskeys.
Hard cheeses like Parmigiano, Reggiano, or Asiago, or things like that, aged Goudas and stuff like that. Sweeter whiskeys, unpeated whiskeys, sweeter whiskeys in general work very well. I find in general also that goat cheeses are difficult, as is cheddar cheese. However, goat cheeses are difficult with Scotch whiskeys, which tend to be more sort of elegant and refined in style, but you can have some success with bourbons, which are obviously much bigger whiskeys. Than Scotch whiskeys in general. Bourbons and goat cheeses can sometimes work well together. Now, that leaves one other main category of cheese, which is the smelly ones. And they are extremely difficult with wine. And, likewise, they're a bit challenging with whiskey. Again, with smellier cheeses, Lamy Chambertin, stuff like that, bourbons are your best bet, although it will be challenging.
And while we're talking about bourbons, David Larson is the executive chef at Woodford Reserve.
Of course, I'm from Kentucky. I'm a Kentucky native. And I had a restaurant in Lexington for about 25 years, and we always used some bourbon. And I was like everybody else. I thought, we're going to put it in sweet things. And so when I came to do food for Woodford Reserve Distillery, I was dragged kicking and screaming into cooking with whiskey. I didn't think it would work, and I proved myself quite wrong about that. It's kind of a funny thing. We've tried thousands of different combinations and recipes down here. And I have to tell you, most of them have been really good. We've had a few things that haven't worked, but for the most part, like I said, this all kind of started when we did a comparative tasting of whiskeys, and then we paired Woodford Reserve with all kinds of different food flavors. Sweet, bitter, citrus flavors, meat flavors, umami, the flavors of the earth, the glutamates, these kinds of things. And it's the whiskey food combination begins to unfold itself when you sit down and do that. We sat down with about six chefs and about four different food experts from all around the country and did this one day, and we all took blind notes and wrote down different things, and it's amazing. At the end of the day, we all had a consensus. We thought the same things. So that told me that we were onto something.
Larson thinks of whiskeys as similar to varietal wines and often uses them in recipes that would normally call for wine.
Anytime I'm cooking with mushrooms, I always add Woodford Reserve because I find mushrooms, I think, have got that great flavor of the earth, mushrooms, truffles. Whiskey, our bourbon whiskey, I think, broadens that flavor, makes it last longer on your palate. You're not necessarily tasting the whiskey as much as you are kind of the catalytic situation that happens by combining those two things. It's very enhancing.
By the way, here's what Chef David is serving on Christmas Day.
Well, I am going to have a free-range turkey that I'm cooking in a Woodford Reserve brine. I'm brining it in a Woodford Reserve brine. And then I'm going to put that on my smoker, and we're going to use some Woodford bourbon barrels to smoke the turkey. It'll smoke for about, I think, 11 hours, if my calculations are correct. I'm going to have that. I'm going to have my old favorite cornbread stuffing, which I do on the side. I'm going to have baked salsify. Salsify is a wonderful root vegetable. That certainly is aided by a good shot of Woodford as well. And for dessert, I'm going to be cooking our Woodford Reserve blackberry biscuit pudding.
Some of Larson's recipes are in the new Woodford Reserve cookbook. You'll find details and a few recipes at the Woodford Reserve website. Now, I wouldn't be able to discuss cooking without some input from the best cook I know, my wife Christina. She wouldn't talk to me for this episode, but I have something even better for you. Most of her recipes are closely guarded secrets, but she's allowed me to post a couple of them at the WhiskeyCast website, www.whiskeycast.com. That's where you'll also find links to Compass Box and Woodford Reserve, along with a complete library of previous episodes. In closing, no matter which holidays you celebrate in your part of the world, here's to a happy and healthy holiday season and best wishes for 2006. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2005, and comes to you from the charming yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. Until next time, I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.